So let's review. Our Mishnah discusses shtei halechem. Two loaves made of wheat flour from the new crop were brought as a special mincha on the Yom Tov Shavuos. Among several other karbanas, they were accompanied by shnei chavasim, two sheep, eshlam. These sheep were matur, the loaves to be eaten. And lechem apanim, 12 loaves of bread were arranged on the shulchan in two stacks of 6 loaves each, and they were accompanied by shnei bezichin, 2 spoonfuls of levaina. Every Shabbos, the lechem apanim and the shnei bezichin were replaced by fresh ones. The previous week's levaina was burned on the mizbeach, and only then were the lechem apanim permitted to be eaten by the kahanim. Zok the Mishnah, nitmes achas min achalas o yecha min asadar. If one of the loaves of the shtei alechem or one of the arrangements of lechem apanim became tamei, there is a machlekes. They're both burned because a communal carbon cannot be divided. The one that is tame is burned, but the one that is tar is eaten. At first, the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. In the case of shtei halechem, machlekes lefnei zrika. The machlekes is when one of the loaves became tame before the zrika of the carbon. Or as Rashi adds, in the case of lechem hapanim, lefnei haktaris bezichen. When one arrangement became tamei before the haktara of the levaina. And the machlekes is in the halacha of hatzitz meratza. The halacha is that if the dam or the kaimitz became tamei, but they were nevertheless sprinkled or burned on the mizbeach, the tzitz causes it to be considered effective bidiyevit, and the owner has fulfilled his obligation with this carbon. However, there is a machlekes whether this halacha pertains to the parts of the carbon that are eaten as well. Rabbanan Zavri at tzitz meratza alachilas, Rabbi Yehuda Savri in hatzitz meratza alachilas. The Rabbanan hold that it does, and so the Zrika was considered effective even regarding the loaf that is tame, and the other loaf can be eaten. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does not, and so the Zrika was not effective regarding the loaf that is tame, and the other loaf cannot be eaten. However, there is no machlikus la'acha Zrika, deri ha'koil, ha'tame betumasa v'atar yoichel. If one of the loaves became tame after the Zrika, everyone agrees that the loaf that is tar can be eaten because the Zrika was certainly effective. The Gemara cites another braisa where Rabbi Yehuda gives the same ruling. If one of the spoons of levaina that accompanied the lechem upon them became tamei, we may cause tumma to the other spoonful because the entire carbon is considered tamei. We then burn them both, since communal karbanas are offered even when tamei. In this case, there certainly is ritzu tzitz because levaina is offered on the mizbeach, and yet Rabbi Yehuda ruled that we treat the entire carbon as one. Furthermore, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda stated explicitly lefish ein carbon sibr chalak, and he did not refer to the ritzu of the tzitz. If Rabbi Yochanan explains the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Lamed Aruch Hu Befev Shel Rabbi Yehuda She'en Karben Tzibur Chalak. Rabbi Yehuda had a tradition from his teachers that communal offerings cannot ever be divided. Therefore, even though the Zrika should be considered effective based on Ritzu Tzitz, the entire carbon is considered Tamei and cannot be eaten. The next Mishnah discusses the laws of Pigel regarding another carbon that was accompanied by bread, the carbon Taida, which was accompanied by 40 loaves. Sak the Mishnah, HaTaida Mifageles Es Alechem, V'Alechem Eina Mifageles HaTaida. The taida causes pigel to the accompanying lobes, but the lobes do not cause pigel to the taida. And the Mishnah explains, Ketzad shachar es ha-taida lechel mimenu lemachar, hiv alechem ufogalon. If the kohen slaughtered the taida with a machshavas pigel about the meat to eat from it the next day, the carbon and the lobes are both pigel. However, lechel min alechem lemachar, alechem ufogal v'ataida enim ufogalas. If he slaughtered the taida with a machshavas pigel about the breads to eat from the lobes the next day, the lobes are pigel, but the carbon is not pigel. Similarly, hakvasim mafagel es alechem, v'alechem ein mafagel es hakvasim. The shnei chvasim, the two sheep, cause pigel to the accompanying shtei alechem, the two loaves brought on Shavuos, but the loaves do not cause pigel to the kvasim. And the Mishnah explains, Ketzad hashecher es hakvasim lechem en lamacher, heim v'alechem mufugalim. If the kohen slaughtered the kvasim intending to eat from them the next day, the carbon and the loaves are pigel. However, lechel es alechem lamacher, halechem mufugal v'akvasim ein mufugalim. If he slaughtered the kvasim intending to eat from the loaves the next day, the loaves are pigel, but the carbon is not. And the Gemara explains, lechem glal taida v'ein taida glal lechem. Lechem glal kvasim v'ein kvasim glal lechem. The breads, both the lechem taida and the shtei halechem, are secondary to the carbon. But the carbon is not secondary to the breads, and as Rashi explains, taida ikar v'lechem tafel. Tushchitas taida mekachal lechem v'shchitas kvasim mekachim lechem. The breads become sanctified when the carbon is slaughtered. Therefore, a machshavas pigel about the carbon renders the breads as pigel. But a machshavas pigel about the breads does not render the carbon as pigel. The Gemara inquires, HaShecher es ha-toyde lechel kezayis meimenu u'melach mo'lamach r'mau. What is the halacha if he intended to eat a combined kezayis of the toyde and of the lechem? Similarly, HaShecher es ha-kvasim lechel kezayis meimenu melach mo'lamach r'mau. What is the halacha if he intended to eat a combined kezayis of the kvasim and of the lechem? The Gemara elaborates, Le'efguli carbon lo'y me'bayli. Hashta kuloi melachma loy mefaglo, mimeno melachma mibaya? the carbon certainly does not become pigel, since even a complete machshav as pigel about the breads does not render the carbon as pigel. However, does this machshav as pigel combine to render the breads as pigel or not? The Gemara answers, this machshav as pigel does render the bread as pigel. Another version of the inquiry. What's the halacha if one slaughters one of the shnei chavasim with intentions to eat from its companion the next day? And the Gemara explains, chaveri keves mashma v'loy mefagel. Does the term chaveri refer to the other sheep, and so the carbon is not pigel because ein matir mefagel es hamatir? One cannot render a carbon as pigel if he has intentions while performing the avoda with one matir to offer the other matir? Or lechem mashma u'mefagele. The term chaveri also refers to the bread, and so the bread becomes pigel. The Gemara does not resolve this inquiry. Zok the Mishnah, Hazevach mefagel es anasachem mishakitshu bekli, divrei Meir. Meir holds that the carbon causes pigel to the accompanying libations if they were already sanctified in the klisharis at the time. However, hanasachem einem mefagel mes hazevach. The libations do not cause the carbon to become pigel. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, hashechir es hazevach lechal memenu lemachar, hu anasachem mefagalem. If the Kohen slaughtered the carbon with a machshav as pigel about the carbon to eat from it the next day, the carbon and the nesachim are pigel. However, lahakrav nesachim lemacher, hanesachim mefugalim hazevach einim mefugal. If he slaughtered the carbon with a machshav as pigel about the nesachim to pour them the next day, the nesachim are pigel, but the carbon is not. The Gemara explains the pin of Remeir. Dam hazevach matirin lekarav. The carbon is the matir of the nesachim. And the noig ben pigel, the choldov eshesh lematirin yesh be pigel. However, the Rabbanan argue, Adam may be Ziv Chayim, but Nesachim Ad Yod Yamim. The Nesachim can be brought many days later as well, and so they are not an inherent part of the carbon. While Rameh responds, Afani lo yamarte el bevoinim azevach. If the Nesachim are brought later, I agree that they're not part of the carbon. But if the Nesachim are brought that same day, they are considered part of the carbon.